It's 8:41 on the ticket, and we just had that talk about teenagers. Well, we've had this kid on before, and he joins us again now on the ticket hotline. It's Dylan, the argumentative teen. Good morning, Dylan.
What up? What up? Yeah, good morning, I guess.
Glad you made time for us.
No problem, Matt. First, let me say I'm really psyched to be on an AM radio station. Wow. Didn't even know AM still existed until your producer told me.
Yeah, it's an AM station that actually does pretty well and has provided a pretty nice living for a lot of people over the
pretty
last...
nice living.
Sorry? What'd you say?
Whatever, Granddad. Hey, listen. So what do you guys do? You, like, sit around and talk about stuff?
Well, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you guys are really game changers, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
So, you two guys do a show together. How long have you been together?
A long time. Gosh, yeah. 20 years, something like that.
What are you guys, gay?
Well, no. We work together.
What are you two knob bobbers talking about this morning?
Well, we've talked about attitudinal teens.
Like you.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm sexting the honey right now.
Oh, you're into sexting, okay, are you?
Yeah. I heard that James guy call in.
Yeah.
I go to school with that dude.
Really?
Seems like a good kid.
Total Duschenstein.
Oh, come on.
Even has a first period class. I roll into school around 10, if they're lucky.
Oh, you're on. Then you grace them with your presence.
You're on your schedule.
Your schedule. God, you guys sound old.
This is Dylan, the argumentative teen, with us on the ticket. So are you looking forward to school this year?
School. You know what? If I even decide to go to college, I'd probably pick some Ivy League school, ace that, and going into investing or something.
Yeah. Make a lot of money.
Be pulling in six figures long before you guys.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Right out of college?
Easily.
Easily? Wow. Well, you do have it all figured out.
Yeah, I do. Hey, I got some advice for you parents out there.
Okay.
Why don't you stop telling us what to do?
Oh, good advice.
Mm.
Huh? What about that?
Well, I think you have to have guidelines as a parent to, you know.
Well, here's your guidelines. Why don't you fund our parties, allow us to bring kegs into your homes, quit sweating us, give us sweet rides, you know?
Oh, that's all we have to do.
Yeah, because you'll be dependent on us someday, okay?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the one who's responsible for sticking you in a nursing home someday? Us kids. And you're talking about this teenage attitude. What about parental attitude, huh? How about that?
Yeah, how about
parental
that?
Attitude?
I don't think that's attitude as much as it is, you know, maybe just some guidance.
Oh, it's some guidance. Like, you guys have all the answers.
Well,
you guys don't believe in freedom, the way you try to rule our lives. You guys must love World War I because y'all act like Nazi Germany.
That was World War II, yeah. But...
Oh, it was World War II. Oh, I smell an old person red coming on here.
Have you taken a history class?
I smell an idiot.
Dylan? God. All right, what else you got for us?
George, there's no argument.
What else you got for us? Is that all you got?
Well,
you bring it.
Oh, bring it. What do you want me to bring?
Yeah, bring the heat. Come on. Come on, old man. I'm here.
Well, I don't even know you. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you don't even know me, but you decided to have me on the air anyway.
You're right, George. It's like arguing with a drunk.
It is. You can't argue with him. You're right, Dylan.
Let me let you in on a little trick. No matter what you say, no matter what logical, evidence-based argument you make, I'm just going to say that you are old and out of touch. Therefore, I win, dude.
Okay.
Get used to it.
I guess so.
Uh-huh. I've always felt young people can learn a lot from older people. So let me ask you something.
Okay.
How does it feel?
What? How does what feel?
To be irrelevant. How does that feel?
It's terrible. It's awful. Stay young as long as you can.
Don't you just want to punch him?
I tell you what, why don't you bring that sweet ride up here a little, Dylan?
Oh, my 5 Series Beamer?
Yeah, why don't you bring that on up here?
Look at that? You think I'm going to let you touch my car?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's see what it looks like if I take a baseball bat to it.
You're totally gay.
Okay, you got me there.
You don't have the guts to hang up on me.
I don't, huh?
No, you don't have the guts.
Oh, I think I probably do.
Good job. That's the only way to silence him.
Why do you guys have him on?
I don't know.
Never again. Never again. We learned our lesson.
8:46 here on...